From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Across the country, college campuses have become focal points for protesting the war against terrorism. That's true at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. But several faculty members there have received threats for organizing anti-war teach-ins. The backlash has prompted questions about the tolerance of dissent since the September 11th attacks. From Chapel Hill, Lita Hartman reports.
The teach-ins at the University of North Carolina are sponsored by the Progressive Faculty Network, a group with about 30 active members. Organizer Ellen Slavik, an art professor at UNC, says the forums, for the most part, have been well received, but not everybody approves of them. Slavik and several other faculty members have gotten a number of threatening phone calls for sponsoring the teach-ins.
I had a message on my machine and it was screaming at me that my comments were disgusting and derogatory and I should have used restraint, and that he would call the chancellor and the vice chancellor and the development office and every state official until I was terminated, which I know means fired, but it's a very intense word. I mean, firing wouldn't have made me as nervous, but terminated is death too.
The chancellor's office has also received messages, about 50 phone calls and 600 emails. Most found fault with the teach-ins, and most came from out of state. One called for the organizers to be shot as traitors. The Progressive faculty members and administration officials believe the messages were prompted mainly by a critical article written by two UNC students for a conservative online newspaper called Front Page. A tag at the end of the article urges readers to give the university their feedback. Scott Rubush, a UNC alumnus, is an associate editor at Front Page. He says he doesn't condone threatening the organizers, but he does want them fired.
Well, I mean, think about it. They're using state resources to the practical effect of aiding and abetting the Taliban. That's what they're doing. That's the practical effect of what they're doing. They're undermining our war effort against terrorism.
For their part, the teach-in organizers at UNC don't apologize for their views. They say they unconditionally condemn the terrorist attacks, but also say they didn't happen in a vacuum. Anthropology professor Kathy Lutz notes that over the last century, the U.S. military has engaged in both overt and covert operations to pursue American economic interests abroad.
And that in the process of doing that, we have often waged terror campaigns, either ourselves or through proxy armies that we have trained and equipped.
The right to state these views has been defended by UNC Chancellor James Meeser, even though he personally disagrees with them.
It's one thing to answer for our government to respond and bring these people to justice, for others to take it upon themselves to condemn others for their points of view and to threaten their lives. This is as much an invasion of American principles as flying an airplane into a building.
In addition to the chancellor's support, many of the teach-in organizers have tenure, making them less vulnerable to the threat of termination. Still, they worry about the consequences of speaking out against war in this post-attack climate. But others on the faculty say the lack of tolerance cuts both ways. John Oberlander teaches healthcare policy at UNC. He recently wrote an op-ed piece in the Raleigh News and Observer criticizing the anti-war movement on campus. He says many of its leaders are stuck in an anti-war mindset from the Vietnam era and are ignoring the nation's right to self-defense. Oberlander calls himself a liberal and says that many faculty members agree with him, but don't feel comfortable saying so.
I know there are people on this campus at the University of North Carolina who are afraid to speak out, not against the war, but in favor of the war, because they worry that they will be denounced as being a conservative reactionary, as being a warmonger, as being a racist, as I have been.
Oberlander got some of those labels during a series of email debates he engaged in with some of the teach-in organizers. He says that makes him worry that there's a moral absolutism developing on both sides of the war question.
You know, campuses are some of the most diverse places in the United States where we tolerate the most dissent. If we're not able to handle this emotional issue at university campuses like UNC, if we're not able to tolerate dissent on either side, then what's going to happen in the rest of the country?
For NPR News, I'm Lita Hartman in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.